passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour of the program on this Tuesday afternoon, and let's check in with Expired in Texas.
What's going on, Paul? How you doing today?
Okay, Expired.
Sweet. I just wanted to update you on one thing. Are you ready?
I am.
Expired and 6-year-old T-ball hit 746, 9 home runs, and 45 RBIs in 1984. Just wanted to let you know that. You have a great day.
Expired, giving us the rundown.
Yes, sir.
Expired? Okay, I appreciate you updating. That, I want to make it clear, though. Your Little League batting average is not a requirement to call this show.
Well, I just want to let you know, Paul, I just kind of want to be a, T-ball legend. That's what I want to be. I've never done anything else in my life, and I just want to be a T-ball legend. Can you just give me that second? Just give that second to me.
Well, I will grant you that wish.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day, and giggle Maggies.
Indeed. Brad, up next. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
Brad, we are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. This is called Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself on Tuesday. And I just want to give thanks for my wife for 38 years for putting up with me, my family, my friends. And, Paul, I'd like to give thanks to you and Randy and Jamari and the rest of your staff for giving us a platform to call in and talk about sports and drama. But, you know, don't think I take you for granted, Paul. You enriched my life, and I really appreciate it. I have one football question for you.
Of course.
Okay. NIL deals, are they restricted to one-year deals, or can universities lock them down for multiple years?
I believe you can go wherever you want.
So it's a one-year thing kind of deal at this point.
Well, the NIL, I'm trying to think as we're talking, if I've heard about any expand, but I think it's a contract. I don't believe there are any limitations on the contract.
Yeah, but I've never heard of any NIL deal being done for multiple years, one-year deal and they're out.
I think part of that is that these scholarships are for 1 year, so I don't think anybody wants to get on the hook for someone for an extended period of time in the event that something catastrophic happened or the person does not pan out.
It kind of protects the university, and it kind of gives the player
I think it protects everyone,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives the player an out to go somewhere else if he's not happy.
Yeah, a freshman running back or a wide receiver that has a huge year, you sign him to a 4-year deal and the guy gets hurt the next week.
I get that. Hey, Mr. Paul, let me ask you this about the pro question. If you sign a deal to play for the Atlanta Falcons for 4 years and say, for example, after the third year, you're not happy with your deal after you sign the 4-year deal, does it give you the right to skip mandatory camps and not be a member of the team to sit out because you think your deal is not good enough after you sign the deal?
Well, there are a lot of different possibilities here, Brad, from a contract situation. You could have I don't think that you would be able to skip anything that is mandated, but then you get into a totally separate issue. Do you want to, the actual team has the jurisdiction to fine the individual or to do something else.
Yeah.
I think the question is whether that would null and void the contract. It probably would not, but anything can be put into a contract.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mr. Paul, thank you very much for taking my call. And like I said, man, thank you so much for having your show. And we all appreciate you guys for doing it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. But you know, back to the question, usually the reason why you don't want to go too far in a contract, an NIL deal, because what is going to stop that player from going into the portal if they're unhappy? So you really could be in harm's way there. Jack is up next in Savannah. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing, buddy?
We are doing great.
Hey, guess what? I don't know how you did. Well, let me phrase this. I don't know how I can do this, but I got to nominate you not for a sport Emmy, but for a daytime Emmy. So you got the biggest soap opera going on.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because we really need to be nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, my God. Listen to him. You got so many characters playing so many roles. I can't keep up half the time. But it is funny. I'm retired. I'm not sure if I tweeted it before, right? But this between where I'm at is from 3 to 7. And you are the best thing going on today that I deal with.
I never, like everybody for maybe when I was in school, I watched a soap opera now and then, but I haven't really seen them since. So I wonder, can we compete with General Hospital and all those other ones? Do you think the drama here is enough?
You're knocking them out the box, because we ain't paying any food for nothing. This is free. I mean, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Bruh,
well,
you got it going on.
Jack, I tell you what, how long have you been retired?
Be 3 years in December.
How's it going?
I love it because I get to watch this show every day.
I was thinking if I retired, what would I watch?
your replacement.
That would be entertaining. Because people always say, like, I hear this conversation all the time. Some people love retirement, some people don't. But
I love it, Paul.
I like to hear that, don't you? You're retired, aren't you? I mean, so you're retired, Randy, and you're here. It's part-time, okay.
Hey, Paul,
would you watch this,
Paul,
if you were not here? Oh, yeah, Randy said he does watch the show when he's home.
Paul, one more thing before I leave, buddy. I know you're real busy. Tell Chris from South Carolina that take that mystical rock and that biggest kitty box they call a stadium, and think of number two.
What a great call. Hey, Jack, thank you very much. My favorite call of the day. That was fantastic. That really was good. Brandon, good afternoon.
What's going on, Paul? You doing all right today?
Yes, Brandon. How are you?
We're doing good, brother. We think we ran up against the 6 o'clock hour yesterday. We weren't able to talk business.
No problem.
But I was going to tell you, Paul, I'd be at the Regents Tradition tomorrow. I think you'd be hosting your show there, correct?
We'll be there. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Paul. I'd be at the Casamigos Club at the 18th Green. Maybe you can come over there and we can exchange.
Yeah,
we
won't be far from there. We'll be, if you're walking from the 18th Green up that hill and you're going to the front of the clubhouse, we'll be right there in the middle. Yeah, we won't be hard to find.
Well, I can tell you what, Paul. You need to come over there and get me. We can talk some Bama football.
Okay.
How about that? And maybe pressure washing your house. And I'm going to tell you something else, Paul. I want to give a shout-out to my buddies, Roll Tide, Willie, and Chad. We don't give a piss about nothing but the Fine Bomb Show.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon. If I see you tomorrow, we'll talk about pressure washing, even though I don't think I live anywhere near you at the moment. I hate to have you drive all that distance just to pressure wash. I don't think the economics would be worth it. Hey, thank you for the call. We're up against the break. We still have about 15 minutes remaining here on this Tuesday afternoon.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back to our program, and Stimp is up next in Texas.
Hey, Paul! It's good to be back, Paul.
Great to have you back.
I heard Legend making a big time redemption call yesterday. Heard AJ chime in, Jim. And then what's that one guy? Oh, yeah, Chris. I don't care because I'm Chris from South Carolina. That's what. Well, I'm just telling you, Paul, by the end of this season, you're talking to the new Feinbaum heavyweight champ. I'm coming for that four-time title that Legion has. Legend, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm talking like Jim. But just let you know. Just let Stimp on the show, and we'll slide in, and we're going to make this show better than it ever was.
Rumor Control is up next. Hello, is this RC?
This is RC. The Rumor Control Center is reporting this morning from the Paul Feinbaum Wayback Machine.
This is like one of the...
Do you realize...
You go back before time, RC.
42 years ago in May of 82... talk radio came to Birmingham.
Sure did.
I have a rumor that you used to listen to the Rumor Control Center when you came to town.
I did. I heard you on other shows and was always waiting for that day that you would join us.
Yeah, well, actually, I used to call you with some degree of frequency. I called you when you moved from one station to another to say welcome.
I do remember
but
that.
But I would like to plant my flag as the longest running Feinbaum caller because of that. I have skipped about 20 years now from calling you, so I apologize for that.
That's okay.
But I would like
happened.
To. I would like to check to see if you remember some of these names like Tony Giles, TC, and John Ed.
Of course.
Bob Gambacurta, Russ and D. Fine, all of those early guys on talk radio, it was a wonderful time. One of the rumors that I was never able to chase down was that you were responsible for tape delay, digital delay. Is that true? People were so mad at you.
I think there's a possible truth in that because... Our show used to get, there's a lot of funny stories, which I don't want to tell, but we used to get, every once in a while, a guy would call in and he was determined to curse. And there's a difference between idle cursing and words that just simply cannot be tolerated. So therefore, you have a what's called a 7-second delay. That means that what you're hearing this very moment happened 7 seconds ago. Why? Because if you say something, we can hit a button that allegedly will stop it from going out over the air.
Well, there is another rumor that I've never been able to chase down about you, but we tried to look into your medical records because people didn't like you very much in Birmingham during those early years. And we tried to find if it were true in your medical records that even your blood type was B negative. Is that true or not?
RC, that I can now confirm. And one thing you're not ever supposed to talk about are your medical records, but I have nothing to hide. And you will be able to find that online right now on my website, where I'll sell you the right to look at my medical records.
Well, I surely am glad to be able to talk to you again after all of these years.
I'm afraid to ask, like, what have you been doing these last 20 years?
I kind of retired when TC died, Tommy Charles.
Oh, sure.
I was pretty much a regular on his show, as you probably well know. And when he died, I kind of just faded away. And it was my hobby for all those 20 years that WRC was active. I was with a major brokerage company here in town.
It rhymes with,
Daryl Bench. Is the company I was with. Matter of fact, when they found out I was the rumor control, I had to sit down and talk to lawyers in New York City. They really wanted to know, what this guy was doing on the radio. It was a funny
story. Always, RC, that ended a number of really great callers of ours when it got out who they were, and then they would get called in by their boss and be told, you can't be doing that, even though what you did was harmless fun, unlike some of the other ones. But back to Tommy, I think he died in the late 90s. He was truly,
true.
I remember being at his funeral and hearing the tributes to him. And I don't know if there's ever been a man who took his job more seriously than Tommy Charles.
Well, another one of the rumors that I've tried to trace down over the years is the fake news that well, you and Tommy Charles were involved in one of them. One day they said that you and he were in a terrible fight, and he showed up on your show that night and talked about what a scuffle it was. And I understand that was fake news.
It was fake. It's a story. I'll quickly tell it. Tommy and I, when I joined that station, WERC, we had this more or less a fake feud. But it was good for business. And one day he shows up at the radio station about 5 minutes before the program. He was up there in the afternoon about 5 minutes before the show came on. And Bill Thomas, who was the general manager, looked at me and he had the same idea. He said, why don't we let Tommy start the show? We had no idea what he was going to say. We just thought we'd try something different. So Bill and I are in this conference room, and Tommy comes on. He had pipes like you wouldn't believe, and he came on RC and said, "I have to tell you, I'm sitting in for Paul today. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I was coming in the building at the same time he was, and he started mouthing off, and I didn't really hit him. I just kind of pushed him, and he fell over and hit his head, and his wife, they called his wife, and he's now in the ER. And we're sitting there literally laughing so hard that I think it was Bill who said, there's no way you can go back after this. And it later went on that finally I left after 2 hours. I got calls from people in the media, and I would try to explain that it was fake, and they said, oh, sure it was. That's okay. We just want to make sure you're okay. I literally could not convince anybody that this never happened. And at his funeral, I think it was his son or someone or the minister who said that he went to his grave and one of the proudest moments of his career was knowing that he had kicked Paul Feinbaum's ass. They said that in the church at the funeral. It was truly remarkable because he was about 40 years older than me at the time. We will take a short break. Alyssa Lang will join us in a moment and get you ready for...
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tonight, the women's softball tournament at 7 p.m. And speaking of that, let's quickly get out there for a preview of what everyone is going to see. Alyssa, thank you for... enlightening us. It's all yours.
Welcome into Auburn, site of the 2024 SEC softball tournament. We are here. We are excited. Haley McClenney, Tori Vidalis, Alyssa Lang here with you. Halo, it's your first time on the desk.
Happy to be here. I feel like a freshman all over again. It's so great.
Take me through what the emotions are like. Halo, I'll start with you. Entering this third season, the postseason, everybody starts fresh. Knowing that this is the most talented conference in the country, what's going through your mind right now as a player?
Definitely nerves. Nerves are going to be a huge part of it going in, but this environment is so fun to be a part of. You don't get this in any other conference. These teams are starting with a fresh slate. Like you mentioned, it's the third season, it's the postseason, and I'm really excited to see which teams are going to get hot this week heading into the NCAAs.
Yeah, I think right on the same track. Like, I think it's even exciting for us being here, you know, being up on the stage, getting to watch some incredible softball. And for me, it's always fun watching the players kind of interact with each other, interact, you know, with other coaches, teams. Everybody does things a little bit differently, maybe the way they practice, maybe the way they show up to a field. So it's just interesting to see how everyone shows up, how fun of a time it's going to be. And I cannot wait. This week, and great softball.
I saw some of the Ole Miss players playing spike ball a few minutes ago. I'm wondering if maybe we need to start doing that before our show as a warm-up. Maybe
we should. We might be a little too sweaty for camera.
Rush y'all in spike ball. We are counting you down to first pitch between Kentucky and Ole Miss. That's coming up after the Paul Feinbaum show, 7 o'clock Eastern time. But we do have plenty of storylines to discuss coming into this tournament. The number one seed yet again, and the defending champions, the Tennessee Lady Vols. They won this thing a season ago. Once again, your regular season champions. But look out for the Florida Gators. They've won on this stage before, and they come in to Auburn with some very hot bats. And of course, the 2015 and 2016 champions, the Auburn Tigers, making their way around the hosting rotation, our wonderful home for the next 4 or 5 days here as we get ready to crown a conference champion. Tori, when you look at a team like Tennessee, you told me at the beginning of conference play that they were your team to watch, and you were right. They take the regular season. What do you want to see from them as they start the postseason this week?
Honestly, just continuing to do what they've been doing. They're amazing on all facets of the game, and I think that's why you see them in the spot that they are. They can pitch, they can play defense, they can get the timely hit, and it's not just one or two people that they're relying on. It's different people showing up in different moments. So for me, when I look at their lineup, I'm like, they just got to keep being themselves, not press too much. It's easy to think, you know, we want to come here, we want to get back-to-back tournament champions, but really at this point, just play your game that you've been playing. Obviously, it's been working, and I think that they'll be all right this week.
Yeah. What impresses you the most when you look at that team?
It's got to be the pitchers, right? It's got to be Pickens and Gottschall. I mean, it is a two-headed monster, and Karen Weekly said it best. We don't have a 1-2 punch. We have a 1-1 punch that is going to come at you relentlessly. I'm very interested to see how she uses the pitchers in this tournament. Does she ride them for complete games? Do we see inning splits? If you're a hitter, Tori, and you have to do an inning split against Gottschall and Pickens, prepping for that velo plus the spin of Gottschall, really tough as a hitter, both from the left and the right side.
As we've gotten ready for this week, there's been so many coaches across the SEC who are like, okay, yeah, when you play Tennessee, and by the time you adjust to Gottschall, well, they're throwing Pickens at you. And then by the time you adjust to Pickens, well, then it's Sunday and you got to deal with maybe a combination of both of them, which is so difficult to do as a hitter.
Yeah, it's so difficult. And people wonder why they're so successful. And that is why, because they complement each other so well. And as a hitter, Haley and I can both tell you that seeing one that's throwing 70 plus and that can rip a changeup in there at any count, that is dirty in
itself. It's lethal. It's absolutely so lethal.
But then you have a Peyton Gottschall who comes in and spins it. And really, any hitter will tell you, I'm going to take speed over spin any day, because that spin is going to dance around that barrel, whereas Carlin Pickens is coming right at you. All you have to do is get on time. So two very different looks that hitters are usually preparing for one and then get the other. And that's the beauty of having two really strong pitchers.
Yeah, and to y'all's point about how talented they are from a pitching standpoint, they can hit it too. And they've hit it out of this park before. They've had success here. When you look at their lineup, McClenny, what comes to mind when you're attacking them from a defensive standpoint?
The outfielders need to play at the wall at all times because that's how much power this Tennessee team has. And it's deep power. It's Zeta Pooney. It's Boo Gibson. It's Keke Malloy. Any hitter can get hot at any given time, and that's what makes them so dangerous. It's 1-9 relentlessly coming at all of your different pitchers. And if I'm a pitcher, you don't get a break facing this elite stacked lineup. There are no breaks, and that's what makes them so dangerous, and that's what makes them so consistent, because they don't have any holes in their lineup at all.
And also the fact that they don't all have to be hot at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
I don't think we've seen the best of this Tennessee team yet, only because all nine of them have been hot at different times of the year. You know, Keke Malloy started a little bit slower, and now she's really heating up towards the beginning of May in the most important time. So if you can get all nine starting and hot at the same time, sheesh, these teams are in a lot of trouble.
I'm watching those highlights that we just saw from Tennessee's time here in Auburn. I'm wondering if we might need to put some protective glass up behind us.
I should have brought my glove.
I saw some softballs landing right here, which, speaking of the park that we're in, McClenny, are you okay?
You know, I did take like an anti-allergy pill earlier this morning. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. I'm happy to be back in my home state of Alabama. I do prefer the crimson and white. But I do have to give credit to Auburn. Like, what an awesome facility. And the people here are fabulous and very hospitable. So
you're a true TV professional now.
That's all I will say.
I'm so glad. Of course, we know Kayla Bro is normally with us. But we traded her for another Alabama player. And also,
so roll tide, everybody.
An outfielder who's going to keep us safe from all of these home run balls.
For the record, if I was playing Tennessee, this is where I would set up shop.
I mean,
right here.
Yeah,
fair.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Our alley.
Fair. We mentioned Florida in that rip of storylines. Tori, that's another team that you've been very complimentary of all season long when it comes to the power they bring from an offensive standpoint. Who's your favorite player to watch when it comes to Florida's lineup right now?
That's a good one. Honestly, you can't go wrong with any of them, but I think, in the words of Jess Mendoza, the straw that stirs the drink. I loved that she said that. Kendra Falby, she is so dynamic at the top of the lineup. She's got the speed. She can lay down a bunt, but she's also been opening up the defense a little bit by using that full swing. So she causes a little bit more chaos, not knowing whether she's going to be able to drop down that bunt or she's going to swing away, hit it in a gap. And if she gets it in a gap, it's almost automatically a triple. So just fun to watch her. She's a dynamic base runner as well.
Yeah.
I love watching Kendra Falby. I'm going to go Corbie Otis here from the Florida offense.
Love.
She's top five in batting average, slug, on-base percentage, runs, hits, and RBIs in the SEC.
Is that good?
That's very good.
Average, right?
That's exceptional. I mean, in the deepest pitching in the league, when you're facing that week in and week out, for you to put up numbers like that as a first-year player in the SEC, nonetheless, she's been beyond impressive, and I think she's just a solid middle of that lineup that keeps Falby to Wallace to Walsh. She's the cog in the machine that kind of keeps everything going. So I'm very excited to see what she does in this tournament.
All right, we are going to be talking about some teams tomorrow that oftentimes we're not talking about for a couple days into this tournament. Looking at Alabama, even LSU. If I were to ask you to pick a dark horse that is playing within the first 2 days of the tournament, maybe it's one of these teams we're going to see tonight, Kentucky or Ole Miss, who would your dark horse be?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like there are a couple options that aren't wrong here, but I'm going to try to go opposite of you. I'm going to go Missouri.
Oh, okay, good
good pick.
They get the winner of this one tomorrow.
Yeah, their pitching staff has really been leaning into the rotation of a staff, and I've been really enjoyed seeing the way that they mix it up and different options that they have. And really, Pinnell has been lights out as a closer, leading the nation in saves with 12. So she's no stranger to closing out a game and getting a dub for the Tigers.
I'm going to go Mississippi State.
I knew it.
I'm going to go Mississippi State, a team that's only 45 minutes from Tuscaloosa, by the way. So, no.
We're measuring everything from Tuscaloosa.
Everything is from Tuscaloosa. Aspen Wesley, the only pitcher to shut out Georgia this year. Impressive. Their offense can get hot at the right time. They're coming in really hot off that series win against Georgia. I like where they're at. Madison Kennedy swinging a really powerful bat this season.
Mississippi State, a team that didn't get a lot of respect coming into the season.
Absolutely.
And they have proved a lot of folks wrong throughout conference play. But hey, it's a brand new season and it's about to get underway. 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight from right here in Auburn, Kentucky, Ole Miss. We will see you again coming up then. Paul, back to you.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. Can't wait for the games to begin in a few minutes. We'll take a short break. We still have a few minutes remaining for you to get in here, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.